Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's International Women's Day, and you can see films directed by women all weekend long at FEF. That's the Female Eye Film Fest at the TIFF Bell Lightbox. But this week I'm looking at three new movies, one from England, one from the US, and one from Germany, about people who willingly relocate far from their homes. There are German agents meddling in Central Asia, little kids running rampant on a volcanic paradise, and a filthy rich tycoon planning a birthday party complete with Colosseum and Lion on an island in the Mediterranean. Greed, directed by Michael Winterbottom. Sir Richard McCready, played by Steve Coogan, is a vulture capitalist and a tycoon in the rag trade. His MO is to take over successful clothing stores, selling off all the real estate, and moving the factories to Sri Lanka and hiding all the profits in a European tax haven. McCready is filthy rich. Fleet Street calls him McGreedy, catering to the endless demand for ready-made, disposable fashion. He's also insufferable. His pearly whites look factory-made, and his tan is as fake as Donald Trump's. For his 60th birthday, he plans a mammoth celebration on a Greek island, complete with a newly built Colosseum, gladiators, and a lion. He also wants to rescue his brand from a government scandal. But things aren't going the way he planned. Members of his family and his ex-wife keep getting into trouble. There's a reality show being shot right there. Syrian refugees living on the public beach spoil his view of the ocean. And his various servants and employees find him impossible to please. His party planner, played by Sarah Soleimani, and his personal assistant, played by Dinita Gohil, are doing their best, but celebs are shunning the event. And when he starts to force his employees to dress as Roman slaves, well, the tide turns. Can money buy happiness, or are the peasants revolting? Greed is a political satire about the immense wealth and greed of the richest few and the suffering of everyone else. It's a complex story chronicled by his official biographer, played by David Mitchell. It jumps back and forth from his days at an elite boarding school, his rise to fame, and the people he trampled on his way to the top. It also includes scenes of his Sri Lankan factory with allusions to the disaster that happened in Bangladesh a few years ago. Okay, I'll see anything directed by Winterbottom and anything starring Steve Coogan. So this falls right in the center of my Venn diagram. So I had great expectations and I automatically enjoyed the movie just because of that. But I was mildly disappointed that it wasn't quite as funny or as outrageous as I'd hoped. They could have done so much more. It almost felt like Coogan and Winterbottom were holding back for some reason. Greed is a fun movie, but not a great one. Wendy, written and directed by Ben Zeitlin. Wendy, played by Devin France, lives above a whistle-stop diner in Louisiana with her mom and her twin brothers. It's always egg o'clock at the Darling's restaurant. Wendy draws pictures while Duggo and James, played by Gage and Gavin Naquin, do elaborate dances and poses by the jukebox. Kids have hope while the olds are all miserable. Who would want to grow up? So the three of them jump aboard a freight train and chugga-chugga-choo-choo, they're down by the bayou. Their tour guide is a mischievous boy on the train named Peter Pan, played by Yeshua Mack, who takes them from there to a secret island inhabited only by kids known as the Lost Boys. There's a volcano, steep cliffs, spouting geysers, and hidden caves. A perfect place for exploring, playing, and having a kick-ass good time. It's an island where you never have to grow up. They're ruled by an ancient deity deep within the ocean known as Mother. As long as they believe in Mother, nothing bad can happen. But when Doug disappears, his twin loses faith. And as soon as you lose faith, you start to age and are forced to join the old codgers on the other side of the island. Things in Never Never Land might not be the paradise Wendy expected. Does she still have faith in the Ocean Mother? Can she find the twins and take them home? Or is she stranded forever on this island? Wendy is a new spin on the classic Peter Pan story that we've all heard, but this one's told through Wendy's eyes and transferred from Victorian London to the Gulf Coast and with a multiracial cast. It uses experimental handheld camera work, which is very cool, and lots of first-time actors to give the film spontaneity and authenticity. The problem is, the movie's not that fun. Characters don't seem that interested in where they are and what's going on, and the storytelling is just too slow. But the biggest problem in my eyes is the musical score. It's this big orchestral lush score like in a classic movie, like in a traditional movie, but it's totally at odds with the experimental look of the film. So, sorry, Wendy just doesn't quite work. Blame Game, or Das Ende der Wahrheit, written and directed by Philipp Leinemann. Martin Behrens, played by Ronald Zerfeld, is a spy. He poses as a translator for the German Refugee Board and uses his position to recruit assets from the Middle East and Central Asia by blackmailing them into compliance. In the fight against terrorism, he thinks, he arranges for the assassination of an anti-Western figure. Martin's divorced, his ex-wife and son couldn't handle the constant threat of death and danger, so he spends his off hours at a beautiful lakeside cottage with his latest girlfriend, Oris, played by Antje Traue. She's an investigative journalist focusing on government corruption. They're at odds but agree to keep their work separate from their home lives. But when she uncovers a story about the assassination that Martin had planned, everything goes south. The simple drone attack turns out to be not simple at all. And then a terror attack in Germany kills someone Martin knows very well. A new bureaucrat named Lemke, played by Alexander Fehling, a pencil pusher from another department, is brought in to take over. He knows nothing about the world of espionage, but he lords his authority over Martin. Martin, meanwhile, is trying to figure out what's really going on. Is there a private corporation somehow involved with this all? A setup with him as the patsy? Who is corrupt and who can be trusted? Blame Game is a fascinating look at international espionage, the war on terror, the so-called war on terror, the international politics, shady arms deals, and the CIA. All those together, it has a juicy conspiracy at its core, no spoilers, of course, and enough twists and turns to the plot to keep me guessing all the way. Well, I found the camera work and the editing in this movie pedestrian at best. The acting and the gripping, suspenseful story more than made up for that. If you're into German film, you probably recognize Zerfeld from Phoenix and Babylon Berlin, which is currently on Netflix, with Traue and Fehling also everywhere on the screen. Blame Game is a great political thriller reminiscent of 3 Days of the Concord, Homeland, 24, things like that. And this upcoming screening will be its North American debut. I really like this political thriller a lot. Wendy and Greed both open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. Blame Game is playing one time on March 17th at the TIFF Bell Lightbox as part of the Goethe film series called The End of Truth, a series of spy movies from Germany. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.